everything's running smoothly.
All right, remember that. Remember that. You heard it here first on this, your KC Morning Show. Everything is running smoothly. We're fine. Pete, tell these people we're doing just fine.
Good morning, Hartsville. It's a good day to be in Kansas City.
No. Listen, I need you to bring more pep. I need you to bring more energy. We're fine. We're fine.
You're going to keep saying that to the grave, I feel like. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. We are on Wednesday, March 18th, back with you this week. If you're waking up in Kansas City and you're looking outside, you can see some rain real early. Should clear up this afternoon, be a little bit cloudy.
Pete, come on. Come on.
High 65.
These people are going through something right now, and I need you to reassure them.
Tomorrow,
it's going to be fine.
Thunderstorms, high of 73, low of 30. Hot. Hot highs and lows tomorrow. And Friday, it'll be a little chilly.
All right, listen. We need our friend right now. We need Peter T. Sween. The T stands for tell me it's going to be fine, baby.
Instead, you're getting Peter G. Sween, and it's not my real name. It's genuine. I'm not happy right now.
What's going on, man? Are you starting to get a little worried? You should have been worried a long time ago, but now I feel like it's real. It all seems like it's happening. We are officially, under lock and key.
I just feel like this, right? If Kelly's is going to be closed, what's the point?
You make a very good point.
You know what I mean?
You make a good point.
What are we doing this for? What are we doing all this for?
God, this is wild. This is wild, man. Here we are. My name is Hartsell. That guy, that's Pete. This your KC Morning Show. Your Kansas City Morning Show. There we go. See, gotta make sure you remember that. Yes, we're going through some things. The world has changed. This is the new abnormal, but we're still gonna get after it. We're gonna still remind you that it's a great day to be a Kansas Cityan.
No doubt. We will get through it.
Things will get
back to normal. In the meantime, some show updates. This will be our last show for a while, indefinitely in studio. Not that that impacts the listener too much.
What are we calling this thing again? This is the, what do we call the name of this thing?
The KC Quarantine Show?
We're trying to find a name of the studio. Remember, we don't have a studio sponsor. It was with
the placeholder studio.
The placeholder studio. I like that. So, but I also like the quarantine bunker studio. I don't hate that at all.
Starting Friday, Hartsell and I will be from our respective houses, but we'll still be bringing some kind of
You say that as if I know what I'm doing.
On Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
There's a reason why none of this has changed since the very first day. Since our first show was on November 15th or something, nothing back here has changed because I don't know how to reset it up.
And I do want to follow up on this. We did say in mid-March we would begin to have guests, and that has obviously been delayed. We will start that process when things get back to normal. We'll be interviewing people in Kansas City.
We wanted to have more than one guest. We didn't want it to be one of those where we bring a guest on and then, you know, we don't have guests anymore because, you know, we've given them some type of viral disease.
Right.
And we want to keep that going. We don't want it to be a one-time thing.
It stinks in a way, I think, for the show, and I'll just be honest here, because I felt like we were getting a lot of momentum going with where we were. We're going to keep it up. We're going to keep our shows going.
I need you to stop everything right now.
What? I'm being genuine. You have other people on the radio and the city, and I hear it.
Give them a dog and pony show.
All of this. It's going to be fine. No, this is reality. I think it is going to be fine.
Your New York's coming out, man.
But we are going to suffer a little bit here when it comes to what we were trying to do. We'll pick it up. As soon as things get back to normal, we'll be having guests in this program, just a little bit more delayed than the mid-March like we thought. I'm excited for that.
You're not excited. You're scared.
But I'm
going to look you in the eyes right now. You're about to let this virus win.
This is the last place I'm going. This studio, the placeholder studio, for a while. Luckily, my day job, the NFL, everything is happening. We'll get into that in a little bit from afar at this point. There's no practices, no nothing like that. I got sports updates for you in each sport later, so stay with us on that.
Hey.
But I'm going to my house.
We're fine.
I'm going under a blanket.
We're fine, man.
Under a couple pillows. Quarantine Sween.
Hey, and don't forget, man. I know, all right, right now I can tell you're feeling a little flustered. I can tell that you're You're nervous about this, but don't worry. It's you and me. We are a, hey, I've been waiting to say this all week, all right? This came to my head last weekend. We are a quarantine. All right, don't you get that? And don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. We're going to be just fine. We have to give these people an escape.
Sure.
This is the dog and pony. When the Titanic went down, that orchestra still played, baby. They were on the clock.
I do deserve this. I would complain, I remember, as it was holiday season and going through the cold, how often we talk about impeachment. I would welcome impeachment talk if we could go outside and to a restaurant right now.
What if I do this for you? Because I didn't get a chance to make that impeachment headline audio I wanted. I was going to do like a impeachment. I was going to do a little segue transition for it. What if I gave us a Corona news intro, like a Corona but sexy?
I don't know.
Like I'll do like a
if that fits.
Boom. Yeah. Corona. COVID.
No.
And chill.
Nothing cool about it.
Nothing cool?
No.
Nothing? I'll make it fun. Because this is where we are, y'all. Here's the thing. And I said it a few seconds ago, but I'm going to keep saying it because I saw it on Twitter. So that's mine now. I'm going to steal it. This is the new abnormal.
Right.
And this is it for a little bit, man. Like, we're going to talk about this in the news as well because we weren't able to have a show on Monday. Sorry about that. Had some scheduling stuff, which we'll also talk about because some of that was Chiefs related, which is a nice welcome distraction. I'm sure you loved that. But we're going to get back on track. We're going to talk about some things, discuss some stuff. But most importantly, Kansas City, we're going to get through all this together. Because it takes a village. It takes a city.
Actually, quite the opposite, but I understand where you were going.
Okay, you got the sentiment, right? You're right, because technically in this situation, do everything I said the opposite. So, yeah, I understand. Pete, other than your overt angst, terrifiedness, if that's a word, what else is going on? How have you been, my friend? Because we haven't seen you. We didn't chat.
Good. We'll
Monday.
Get into it. It's been a busy few days.
Fill me in.
It's been a busy few days with the free agency. The NFL, like we'll get into, decided to just push right along. Didn't delay anything. So it's been business as normal. This is a week that happens in the NFL from your office or your home office anyway. So it really hasn't changed a lot. And so it's been busy.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How much of a lifeline was free agency for you? Because I have listened, and I don't talk mess on, once you've done this gig, it's easy to throw stones on the sideline. Because when you do a show, radio, podcast, sports, lifestyle, internet, whatever, variety, it's an animal, it's a beast. So once you've done it, you don't like to criticize other people who also do it. That being said, sports radio has been in dire need of content.
A lot of the teams were upset that the NFL was pushing through what we call the new league year, which will be official today. We'll start the new 2020 year today. But when it comes to sports journalism, it's given us all something to talk about.
Y'all needed it. Because I've heard... I'm fine.
Sorry. See, I'm glad you coughed the other way right there.
Hitching the giddy up, we're fine.
Yeah.
Sinuses. Sinus problem. Sinuses. No, I had heard some stuff. We love wrestling on this show. We love pro wrestling on this podcast. If I have to hear another small town mid-market sports radio host talk about WWF in the 1990s as a conversation starter because there's nothing else to talk about, I'm going to lose my mind. So I'm happy that you guys are getting ready to
the NFL
get back to normal, at least trying to get that process started back up again.
For all the mistakes that the NFL does make, this might have been the right decision just to keep things going. It's not as cool for the free agents because they can't really visit teams right now. The facilities are all closed, but they're doing the process virtually, and you're seeing a lot of moves come through, and it is providing the ESPNs, the Fox Networks, the 610 and 810 sports radio something legitimate to talk about.
Right.
That's something that we appreciate. Something, right now we'd have multiple games.
Something legitimate to talk about.
Different leagues. And it's funny in a way because as you were sort of alluding to, when everything's going on, sometimes you're wondering, well, what are we going to talk about? Now there's really nothing to talk about and yet you feel it. And what we usually have with MLS games and the Royals cooking, and even if they're not good, is just something legitimate that's happening. Right now, there's really not a ton happening.
Well, and that's the thing. I think all of us are just trying to find ways to cope with all this. And as we're all, especially in Kansas City, we love rewatching our sports. We love being told we're pretty. We've seen the games 100 times already. We've seen the Super Bowl. We've rewatched it a million times.
KC loves sports, man.
We have rewatched the World Series, both go-arounds recently, including maybe even the 85. I'm sure since all this has started that a bunch of us have thrown back on the 85 World Series as well. And I saw this clip going around on Twitter. Was this yesterday or the day before? As we're all rewatching, you know, Mayor Mahomes and your world champion Kansas City Chiefs. I can't believe we skipped over this. This was a clip from Ian Eagle, and I know you've listened to this because I saw Arrowhead Pride retweet it. This is from the very first game of the year. People have noticed this during the rewatch. Ian Eagle may have given us a,
premonition.
And Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP, NFL MVP, would like to be the Super Bowl MVP this year if things go the way the Kansas City envisions.
Week one.
That was pretty cool.
Week one of the NFL.
How do we miss that? I totally.
How do we miss it? Because they won the Super Bowl 20 games later. No, that's how we missed it.
As in we missed it. I thought for sure that it's now, what, March 18th? I thought we would have. We would have rewatched all these clips by now. I thought we would have picked up on that before.
I think people are rewatching the Super Bowl. I've heard that plenty. I don't know how many people are going back to week one and watching the first game of the season. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some people in Kansas City who right now are for sure rewatching the season.
We're watching anything. If it's got Chiefs red or Chiefs blue or Sporting blue or any kind of anything. Putting it on. Well, but yeah, that was cool.
I don't know how many recent clips you're watching of those blue teams, but certainly the red one. And
I've rewatched those same Sporting KC games 3 different times now. Oh,
these ones from this year. Yeah, you should. They've been good efforts.
Yeah. In fact, oh, man, speaking of that, I gotta figure out how I'm going to make some money, man. Damn.
Work them corners. You can't even work them corners.
I can't work the corners or the corner kicks up top.
Put your hand up.
Come on. Oh, no. That's right. I can't do it.
Social distance.
Hey, up top with an elbow. Yeah,
stop leaning toward me. Get away from me.
All right. Okay. You're just scared. He's scared, y'all. Pete's terrified of a pandemic. Peter P. Swing.
Are you surprised
by
that?
Stands for pandemic.
I went to the store last night, and what a surreal experience. I mean, there are, you know, shelves upon shelves without anything on them. But I got what I could. I got what was left, some frozen items. I'm now good for probably about 3 weeks, 4 weeks of time in my home, which is where I will be.
You stocked up on the TP?
You know what happened? This is crazy.
Because I got some TP news in the news.
I thought I needed toilet paper about a week before all this happened, and I bought an extra one. Mm-hmm. And then I got home, and I'm like, oh, my God. I already had a thing. Why, now I have all this toilet paper. What am I going to do? And now you can't find it anywhere. So hopefully none of these listeners know where my address is, so you don't grab some toilet paper. But yeah, I have plenty.
But don't you worry, because I got plenty of toilet paper news coming up for you. News that just is sweeping the nation.
Really?
Yes. You're gonna like that one. Other than that, I figured, and we're not gonna go super long, but I assume a lot of us are listening to this podcast maybe from home or maybe in a different kind of schedule. So we're going to try to give you as much content as you can take and let's distract you, take your mind off life for a while. How about that? Does that sound like a decent idea? Does that sound like something you might be interested in, Pete?
Yeah, why not?
Pete, we're going to be fine, man. God, turn that frown upside down.
Okay. If you say so.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make you get involved. I'm going to make you get involved because I know what we're getting ready to do. I know exactly what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to do a little thing we call the what?
The news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to do this because I know this always gets you going, Pete. Here we go. Start down low. I'm going to start down. Oh, yeah!
I do enjoy that.
That's a pretty good one.
You do know me well. You dug deep for that.
Oh boy, that's
in the belly.
Man, all those months of revenge bod getting swole, that cardio. All that led to that moment right there. Just want to get that high note.
The belly of the yeast.
Which, do you know how difficult it's been for me to put together a proper thirst trap from a home workout? It's not the same.
No one even wants to touch anybody, let alone you at this point.
Well, hey, man. My luck is turning around. I am crushing during Corona season.
That's great.
Yeah, what a terrible time to be newly single. Had to be self-quarantined.
I was thinking of you the other night, and I said, wow, can't be the easiest. This is the perfect time to be in a relationship, really.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm sure the ex is doing just fine now.
It's all right. You'll be all right. You can call me. Phone's always on.
You're not going to... I can't come over because you're clearly...
No one's coming over.
You're not going to let me in.
You can't see me right now. We're not doing video. My hands are just in my pockets. I'm protecting every morsel of skin. Is that the right word for it? Morsel?
You're not playing around with this thing, man.
I was for a little bit. I was dumb. I got to be honest. I was one of the dumb ones who went out Saturday thinking it was okay on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I'm going to talk about that.
And I quickly realized... Whoops. You know, it's just something we usually do, and I and everything was open. It's not like things were closed, you know, and you were forcing yourself. I don't know, but
yeah, I was disappointed in you, Pete, because I was that guy. Honestly, maybe we need to have this conversation. Maybe this is a good time to do this, an intervention. I think maybe I have I'm worried that maybe I've become a bad influence on you.
I don't know about that.
Roles reversed. I know. Mm. I know you said for a while that you were the show bad boy. You know, you're the workhorse. I'm the show pony, and you're also the show bad boy.
I'm the workhorse, of course, and you're the show pony. I am also the show bad boy. Yeah.
But I'm over the weekend. You know, I'm over here trying to be a responsible adult. Mm. I didn't go to the gym even before they told us we couldn't go, which we'll talk about that in your news here coming up. Before we even were told we couldn't go, I said, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. I was getting ready to say earlier, do you know how difficult it is to, as your first response, like I got done doing some push-ups, whatever, again, home workouts, whatever.
Right.
And my first.
Do you need some coffee with your humble brag?
If you got some, yeah.
Okay.
Well, my first, we can't share it though. But my first reaction is to always go straight to the mirror selfie.
Sure.
And I'm realizing that I'm at home, and I have not cleaned up this bathroom. It is gross in here.
Yeah.
So I had to put the phone away. It's muscle memory, man.
Right.
It's just, I'm a creature of habit.
I can't blame you for that.
So we're having to relearn a lot of things. We are sacrificing. But you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah, on Saturday, it still wasn't like you shouldn't be hanging out with people. Like, this was just last weekend. So had a little St. Patrick's Day quiet thing at the house, and then we decided, hey, we'll go out.
Quiet thing at the house? Hold on. Backtrack. As the day before, we were told that, hey, this whole Snake Saturday, this whole going out for St. Patty's on the weekend, not a good idea. We had talked about that on this show.
I understand.
And so what I do is I wake up on Saturday, worried about your safety, wondering what Pete's going to do. Maybe he's going to hang out by himself. Maybe he's going to bring over the girlfriend. Maybe we're going to watch TV. I see on my feed, you're having a party.
I love St. Patrick's Day.
You had people over.
It wasn't my party, but I went to a party. And here's what I'll say.
What?
If you don't want people, here's my thing. If you don't want people at the restaurants and bars, like they did days later, close the restaurants and bars.
Of which you were a part of.
But I'm just saying.
You could have been the bigger man. You could have said, hey, I look out for the future of humanity. Peter M. Swain. The M stands for mankind.
Listen. I don't think.
I was so disappointed.
A lot of people were doing their whole social media thing like they've never made a mistake in their lives following that. And then it's.
Talking about me?
And it's ridiculous. Like shunning people on social media. Like I said. They wanted people out of the public, and now they've taken the measures to get them out of the public. If you're going to leave things open, people are going to go.
Man, look, how many? You're just going to keep passing that buck, aren't you? Just going to keep on passing that buck down the road.
Yeah. Happily.
All right.
I get it now.
All right.
But if this is what you want,
let's not have it happen again.
Do
okay?
It. I'm just saying, if this was the right measure to take, there's a people that are a lot smarter than me that know
that, for sure.
that if certain things are open, people are going to go. So now they've taken the proper measures. I clearly understand now. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving my house. I just told you that. I don't love the whole like social media shunning where people sit in their high horse. And you see this in sports too. And this is, you know, even with less serious manners, where they're behind a keyboard. Uh-huh. You don't know who they are.
This S talking online.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't stay home from a bar. Like, you've never been with your friends and maybe stayed out too late in your life.
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself on these excuses. It's not an excuse.
It's just the culture.
You could have been the subject of a movie. You could be the one who gave it to that one person, who gave it to somebody else who's super important. You could
sure.
be an origin story.
Right. And you know who probably knows that? You know who probably knows that? The government officials months ago who should have shut everything down a month ago.
Ooh, tell them! Oh, I like when Pete gets a little angsty.
So most people have a fear of acquiring the virus. A good way of doing it is to imagine that you do have the virus and change your behavior so that you're not transmitting it. Don't think about changing your behavior so you won't get it. Think about changing your behavior so you don't give it to somebody else.
There we go. Nice words to live by for the next foreseeable future. So with all that in mind, let's do the news. Let's get all this kicked off. Yesterday. Maybe the first time since, I think this may be the first time since last, what, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever the NBA got canceled. When we woke up and saw that the NBA was canceled, I think that's for a lot of us was like, oh, damn, this is real. Okay, this is where we're headed. I think the second part of that for a lot of us was yesterday when we got news that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announcing that Kansas schools closed.
I am ordering all K-12 schools to close and cease in-person instruction for the duration of the 2019-2020 school year. Administrative offices and support facilities may remain open for limited purposes in consultation with state and local authorities. The reality of this pandemic is that it cannot be controlled statewide if school buildings return to normal operations or if they respond inconsistently within our local communities.
So buildings across the state must be closed for the duration of the school year. School buildings across the state closed for the duration of the school year for the purpose of general student and staff attendance, but learning, however, will continue. So school isn't done. I know that was the headline, especially when like the news broke immediately. It's like, oh, school's out for summer.
You gotta love this if you're a
kid. St. Patty's, you know. But it's still gonna be things going on. But as far as
this is a parent's nightmare. This is literally a parent's nightmare.
I don't know. I asked my mom about this last night. She said she didn't know what we would do. She had no idea how we would have handled that at all. So I don't envy the situation by any means, because this is gonna be one of those, you know, unintended consequence things. You know, a lot of people have been saying how for a lot of folks this is how kids and how they get fed. I want to know what was this meeting? What was this meeting? As far as I know. I looked this up, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure someone in their car right now is yelling at me. This is the most drastic step I think I've seen from a school district, right? Even New York and all that, like, they've closed schools, but I think they've tentatively scheduled, at least as of today, like, bringing it back into the month kind of stuff, or mid-April. Kansas said it's a wash. So there was a meeting or a briefing that somebody must have saw. And this must be going to get worse, right? I got to know what was the in-between.
I mean, you've seen the city of San Francisco basically shut down. I think what the scariest part of it is, and I think this is why everything is getting shut down, is some people are asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. Some people are symptomatic. There can be a lot of carriers, and you just don't know for 10 days. That's a recipe for a disaster. And so you basically had to take, as we were alluding to a little bit earlier, this out of people's hands completely. And I think that's what you're seeing is the really shutdown of cities where people just can't leave their house because there's nothing to do. I mean, we're going to go to events later. There's no events in Kansas City.
Spoiler.
There's nothing going on.
Come on, man. Spoiler warning.
Yeah. I mean, we usually go through events on this show. I mean, pulling the curtain back, Hartzell and I said, should we continue to do the show just because everything's kind of going to come to a halt here? We are. the answers we are.
Because I fought for us. Pete said, wash it. He just said, bang this whole
thing.
Not
true. I said, let's talk about it.
He said, I'll see you in 2021.
I said, this is a two-man crew.
I said, Pete, really?
But
give these people what they want. They want us.
It's worth a discussion just because life right now is coming to a screeching halt when it comes to all these things. And yes, I think it is that from the highest point of government, they finally realized, okay, this is a legitimate deal. And off we go.
Stop the spread of the coronavirus. The city will not let anybody eat or drink at restaurants for the next 2 weeks.
Jackson County and Johnson County, Missouri, along with KCMO and the unified government of Wyandotte County, made the announcement that bars, restaurants, and movie theaters can't have people in them. This was, again, announced the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, what'd you do? Did you do anything yesterday, St. Patty's?
No.
Didn't do anything? You didn't have an Irish car bomb at the house or something?
No. I didn't.
No JMO?
I didn't. I went to the store and bought food for the next 4 weeks.
Man.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Turn up. St. Patrick himself, he grew up. He had to get a mortgage. He's got to deal with viral diseases and infectious loads, all that stuff now. Life comes at you fast.
I think the quicker we can all do this, the quicker you can contain it, and the quicker things can get back to normal. So
that's what she said.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be in my house. I got plenty of work to do with
you
got to
move. When's moving day?
Next month, about a month from now.
Is this going to push anything back, or are you going to still be on schedule? Do you know yet?
I have not made that decision yet. I feel like in about 2 weeks' time, I'll figure out if that's possible.
Man, you have not taken your hands out of your pockets yet.
I'm shook. It's really impacted me. You got to
really
understand.
Are. You are flustered, my friend.
I just don't want to get it.
Peter S. Swain, the S stands for shook.
I just don't want to get it. Seems like it's so easy to get.
Oh, never mind. There's a joke there, but this is a serious time. This is a serious time. This is a moment of national crisis. Yeah, let's go ahead and swing this in, too. I was going to skip over it, but this seems significant. Silver linings. Tax day. Delayed.
The White House announced that people could delay their tax filing up to 90 days without a penalty or interest if they're affected by coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin did ask that anyone who is still able to file their taxes on time do so.
Yeah. I'll do that. I'll for sure file on time.
I don't know how this is going to go with...
I ain't got no money coming back anyway.
People simply having money after all this. Because you're seeing people lose their jobs, and predicted unemployment rate might be around 20%.
Isn't that nuts?
Which is wild.
I saw that number this morning.
And you already have the stock market essentially tanking. You're going to need people to reinvest in the economy. There's going to have to be some measure. I'm not saying that taxes are going to be canceled, but I'm just wondering, what will that next step be?
Oh, Pete. Thank you for that alley, man, because I'm about to oop this home. Thank you for lobbing me up with this this transition. My God, that was masterful. This right here is the answer to your question.
Facing one of the biggest economic crises in American history, President Trump is urging Congress to inject up to $1 trillion into the economy.
We're going big.
One big piece of the plan, which is still being negotiated, direct cash payments to most Americans.
It's scary. The kids don't understand. You know, trying to explain to the kids is the biggest part. Like, you know, this is serious right now.
The plan right now is for checks of more than $1,000 for every American, except for those at the upper income levels. The checks would go out by late April if this all passes quickly. And then a second check for the same amount would go out 2 months later if we are still in a national emergency.
There we go. I'm about to make some money off this corona. I'm about to make a profit. There we go. Me and the guys, I do radio for the Church of Laszlo on 96.5 The Buzz here in Kansas City. And so Laszlo yesterday, we were talking about this story, and he's like, he looked around and said, you know, if I'm Andrew Yang right now, I'm pissed. It's like somebody talking about $1,000 a month. Hey, that was me.
Yeah, that was his idea.
That was my thing. Yeah, we were talking about giving money away.
It's like when you're trying to win the presidency.
We got Mitt Romney
with a student
talking about
council.
Giving people free money.
It's a student council concept. You're trying to win the presidential election.
Student council concept. I like that. Yeah.
Free ice cream for America. Beat Trump.
This is the weirdest timeline when you've got Mitt Romney and Andrew Yang on the same side of an issue, and that issue is giving you money.
Cash Money Millionaire.
What a weird time to be alive. What a weird time to be alive.
Good for us.
Pete, there was other things going on last night besides Corona coverage, believe it or not. There were some elections happening. Primary season still in full effect.
This thing's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Good evening. We are coming on the air briefly with news on campaign 2020. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, people came out to vote in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. And CBS News projects Joe Biden has easily won the Florida primary. We also project Biden has won in Illinois, and that will add substantially to his overall delegate lead. It will be much tougher for Bernie Sanders to catch him.
You could tell that...
How come voting wasn't delayed?
Unreal, man.
Voting is gross.
Unreal.
You're in a line. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. You're touching all the same things. It just...
Yeah, no, this is stupid. I'm going to try to be a newsman. I'm going to try to be straightforward. I'm going to try to be impartial. The fact that they voted yesterday is completely irresponsible and absolutely absurd. The numbers were low. There are shots online. I think it was out of Florida because it was Florida voted yesterday. There's three. Ohio ended up getting delayed, but Louisiana. I mean, there were shots of people who didn't have any like hand sanitizers. There were workers who were promised like, you know, there would be certain new parameters in place that didn't get put up. It's a mess. You're right. How they voted yesterday, in spite of all this, I think.
How is everything else in America closed or delayed?
Yep. But you know, like. Democracy in action. We got to just say, no, I got to push it through. No, we got things going on.
It's crazy.
Unreal. But the way that it is set up, it is what it is. And after last night's contest, yeah, it looks like Joe's going to get this thing wrapped up. Let's talk about the man, the myth, the legend, the Mahomes. And we just said professional athletes doing just really stepping up, doing things that honestly I would have expected some of our local politicians to have done by now.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is helping local children, tweeting his foundation is committing $100,000 to Kansas City public school programs and other organizations affected by the crisis. He's also donating 15,000 meals to harvesters.
You love to see it, don't you? Love to see that. And I was going to put it's always a... You get caught sometimes because you want to talk about all the charities that are doing awesome things. You want to talk about the food banks and blood drives. But whenever you talk about one, somebody else ends up getting upset, or you don't end up mentioning everybody. So I decided not to do that. But if you have the opportunity and you are in the position that you can, you know, send a few bucks to some charities, maybe do some donations. That would be awesome. And cheers to Pat Mahomes. And I saw Kelsey was doing some stuff as well. Tyreek
Hill was the first one, actually. I think it was 6,000 meals to harvesters. He ended up challenging Kelsey and Mahomes. Mahomes followed suit with even more. And this is a guy who's about to make the richest contract in NFL history, so he can afford to give a few more, and good for him, man. A really cool job, and... I think a lot of people appreciate that. Not only is he really the leader of the football team, he's becoming the leader of the city. No offense to my guy, Mayor Q, who's out there doing good work, but Mahomes is the unofficial mayor of Kansas City.
All right, let's get to the talk that everybody wants to know about right now. This is sweeping the nation. It is TP coverage. I need to get a news intro made just for toilet paper talk.
Yeah.
Also, I never referred to toilet paper as TP before, and I guess that's what everyone abbreves is, yeah. TP. I didn't know that's what we were calling it.
I'm going to TP your H, which is your house, a little bit later today. Sorry to Muriel, sweet lady, but this thing is happening.
Hey, we're about to be broadcasting the show from my mother's house. So before you TP it,
Friday,
why don't you say thank you for the Wi-Fi first, because we're going to be using all of Mom's free material on Friday.
Hachu, what are you doing in there? The KC morning, what? Go to bed.
I do feel bad because we yell and scream at like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Sure.
So, she is...
usually from the heart of Westport.
Now from the heart of...
Stone's throw from Kelly's.
Now we're going to be from the heart of my mom's living room.
Beautiful. Lee Summit, Missouri.
A stone's throw from my fridge.
Oh, man.
All right, TP coverage, because this is all we want to talk about. People can't get enough of it. And you know, when something goes viral... local news coverage.
Sometimes it goes viral and then it goes into a spiral.
Toilet paper update. We found toilet paper, not in the stores, it's on the interstate. This is at I-49 southbound at exit 60. And I just have a feeling this may be a little bit of karma taking place because it looks like somebody lost a box of toilet paper. There you can look at that. It is scattered all over the interstate system and on the shoulder there.
So there's just nothing else going on, huh? This is just all we're going to talk about.
You know how they sell that fake Chiefs gear on Chiefs game days?
Mm-hmm.
If you need a buck right now, figure out how to get toilet paper and go $5 a roll on the sidewalk.
Yeah, go do that and then why don't you go yourself, all right? We're going through a pandemic. Don't be that guy.
$5 a roll.
God.
Quick buck.
Not everything has to be a racket. And that's me saying this, bro. And life is a hustle, and I'm the one saying this.
Mm.
All right.
Just a TP black market.
I got something for you. I put together a list.
Oh God.
But I didn't put together the full list.
Thank goodness.
Because these are unprecedented times, and I didn't want to put too much on you because I know you're going through a lot right now. You're very nervous. You're very concerned. So I know the list of hurdles is not always for you. So I got to the nitty gritty. I got to the heart of what this list was. So the list I would have given you is a survey out of YouGov. They surveyed over 2,900 folks. Are you still someone who is going to be giving a handshake if offered?
No.
In the age of Corona, would you still shake someone's hand?
Sweet Caroline.
And the answer was 37% of you would in fact still shake someone's hand, even still in this coronavirus.
Silly.
42% said no. So that's encouraging.
Right.
But 37% of y'all still haven't got there yet. Haven't watched the news yet, huh? Haven't turned on the news yet. That's okay. That's okay. And finally, let's end it with this. I'm calling this
Arnold.
Public Service Arnold.
We don't go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't do anything like that anymore here. We just eat with whiskey and with Lulu. We have a good time. We get entertained. Look at that beautiful smile she has. No more restaurants. Forget all that. Public gatherings, restaurants, and all those gymnasiums out the window. We stay home. No biting. Okay, you got to get along. Because we're in very small quarters. We have a very small house here.
What you may not know, Whiskey and Lulu, those are his two, his pet pony and donkey, respectively.
Does he live alone now?
When did Arnold become cool grandpa? I feel like the last couple years, he always shows up on all these viral videos. He's still doing like his climate change stuff. And
always can make a comeback in America.
Arnold finds a way, man. He always does find a way.
You impregnate the housekeeper. People forget. And then all of a sudden, you have a donkey Lulu.
He does always get the benefit of the doubt, doesn't he? We really like Terminator a lot. We really, really like Terminator.
There's a couple of people like that, if you really think about it.
I always forget that dude was governor. Like, for a while.
Ray Lewis is loved. Michael Jackson is loved.
Didn't Ray Lewis, like,
finally
kill somebody?
R. Kelly finally fell off. Michael Jackson maybe should have fell off with that other special, but he still...
Don't compare Arnold to those clowns. Arnold's got a pet pony named Whiskey and a donkey named Lulu, all right? He's still a treasure.
What I'm saying is...
International treasure.
Schwarzenegger stuff wasn't as bad, but it was bad. And look, you can make a comeback from anything in America. You just go away for a while, and you come back a better person.
How can I miss you if you don't go away?
And then all of a sudden, you're back. I got a lot of hot takes this morning.
My God. You've really just been sitting in this corner having like an existential corona crisis.
I guess. Here, maybe.
I don't know what's going on. You going to be all right?
I'm fine.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Hey, man.
I'm just a corona curmudge.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is your KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Take us to sports.
The world has stopped, but the NFL has rolled along with free agency. Biggest news so far,
Tom Brady has a new home.
I think Tampa had a geographic advantage that no other team could really offer. The Chargers are out west. The Raiders are out west. And that was something that I think gave Tampa a slight edge. And then you combine that with a coach who's coached great quarterbacks through time, like Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger and Carson Palmer. The Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians has a history of working with top-flight quarterbacks. And I'm sure that was something that was attractive to Tom Brady, and a great offense with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and O.J. Howard and some of the great skill players that Tampa Bay has. And it just made it really a logical decision at this point in time for him to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Tom.
What a weird sentence that we just listened to. It made logical sense for Tom Brady to go to the Buccaneers. What is happening in 2020?
Tom Brady spent two decades with the New England Patriots, won six Super Bowls, and now he will go down to Tampa.
What was that tweet? Can you pull it up? You said you threw some outrageous shade on the jerseys of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You said it was your Justin Houston tweet, and it was your Phillip Rivers Justin Houston tweet. Because yes, I follow you. I get my alerts from PG Swain at PG Swain.
Going to be odd seeing Phillip Rivers in Colts blue and Tom Brady and whatever that thing is that the Bucks wear, because their uniforms are disgusting. But I found out yesterday, as a lot of people did, because now Brady's headed to the Bucks, that they will be getting new uniforms this year.
Are they? So they're gonna do a whole rebrand. A little facelift, I guess.
You hope so, because they probably have the worst uniforms in the league.
Yeah, man. Giselle can't be getting caught looking in some doo-doo brown.
Other news in the league. Phillip Rivers, hated rival in Kansas City. He is now an Indianapolis Colt. Teddy Bridgewater, a Carolina Panther. Looks like Cam Newton will be playing elsewhere, which is weird. Some big wide receiver trades in the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins is an Arizona Cardinal, and Stephon Diggs is a Buffalo Bill. So a lot of good players.
A lot of moves.
A lot of big names, a lot of good players with a lot of new teams when this league kicks up again, which we hope will be on schedule. Chiefs news, a little quieter this free agency than they were last free agency, at least so far. The Chiefs are bringing back guard Andrew Wiley, tight end Deion Yelder, backup quarterback Chad Henne. Kendall Fuller heads back to the Washington Redskins, a four-year, $40 million contract. Edge defender Emmanuel Ogba goes to the Miami Dolphins. The Chiefs are up against the cap, and they got to pay Patrick Mahomes, and they got to pay Chris Jones if they want to keep him.
We going to keep him or what? What you think?
I think they'll trade him. Maybe as early as today. The league starts today.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tough to make big moves when, realistically, you have no money to spare against the cap. And we need to realize this as Chiefs fans, too. When you win a Super Bowl, you look really good. Mm-hmm. You're playing an extra month where you're losing teams every week. So teams are going to want guys a bit more, and I think that's why we saw how much money both Fuller and Ogba were able to get in their deals. Now I'm just going to go quickly through our sports leagues and just tell you where they're at since we last chatted.
A little update.
MLB's pushed their season back to at least May. Realistically, what that would be is another spring training, because in baseball you need to get your arm warm and ready to go for the season. So you're looking probably at first week of June for the MLB.
Can I tell you an idea I had?
What?
So I was talking about this the other day. I think whatever league comes back first, I think they all should just collude together. And so I kind of hope it's MLB. So my example, I thought, so let's say the MLB is the first league that comes back. I think what they should do is they should kick it off with this huge over-the-top like fan event. Like, I think you have the MVP of other sports leagues come in. I almost think they should do like an all-star game. I almost like the idea of kicking off the season with an all-star game. Have last year's MVPs of NL and AL be like team captains, maybe.
I don't know if you need an Houston
Astro. Oh, good call. I didn't think about that. But maybe have a fan component, because you're going to want to make this thing over-the-top media circus. I just think you come back with something huge, like this huge, especially like the Midsummer Classic. Maybe that's the thing that brings all the sports back to go, like back ready to go.
I don't hate it. I don't think you involve the Astros. You just tell them to stay home and say, hey, Astros, stay in your coronavirus quarantine, if you would. I think this.
I mean, I'm not a booker or anything, but I feel like that's got legs.
So hear me out here. It's interesting to Kansas City. I think this is good for the Royals. The way the Royals are built right now, they're probably at least 2 years away, 1-2 years away. In a 162-game season, the Royals are never making the playoffs. No scenario where they're ever going to make the playoffs.
This is a KC morning show, Pete. Come on, man. Pander this just year. A little bit. Pander a scotch.
Now, you suddenly have a 100-game season. You suddenly have an 81-game season. The less games help, because if you can suddenly get out to a hot start, then suddenly in the mix, new owner John Sherman says that in years that the Royals could potentially contend, he would maybe double down at the trade deadline, invest in some players.
I like that.
So you're looking at what would be just a little more crazy of an MLB season.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Tom Verducci of Fox who went back and looked at where the MLB teams are at the 100-game mark. Who's making the playoffs is vastly different than how it usually turns out. So we'll see. You got to hope the Royals can get out to a hot start whenever they end up resuming this season. And if they do, it may be a more interesting summer than we ever thought you would have realized.
I didn't think about it from that angle. You know what? Okay.
Just more what they would call a Cinderella type of team. That's what the Royals would need to make.
Way to give a take that made me think.
There you go.
I mean, you pulled back a layer there that I wasn't even considering.
No.
God, you're good at
your job. That's
why
they call me the Onion. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday that all 30
you make the ladies cry. That's right.
Major league teams have committed $1 million each
to stretch.
Help assist thousands of ballpark employees affected by the delay. So $1 million from each team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people count on these part-time salaries to feed their families.
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah. Your next story is MLS.
Where we're at with the MLS, the league was suspended for 30 days last week. Now we'll see if it picks up eventually. Tough for Kansas City as out of nowhere, stemming from the impact of this new guy, Alan the Hair Pulido. They're one of the better teams in the league, at least through two games. I mean, they were number three in the power rankings. We'll see.
I got to look at the schedule. I saw last night Fox Sports, they're re-airing the first two games again. They're going to show those.
In that game against Sporting.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Where we're at in the NBA, the league's still suspended a big name, Kevin Durant. Three other Brooklyn Nets tested positive for coronavirus on Tuesday. So no time soon for the NBA. We're wondering if that league is going to be lost because, you know, you're going to get into draft territory.
Space
soon.
Jams warned us about all of this. Space Jams told us about the quarantine. We didn't listen. That was, what, 97?
Mm.
We didn't listen.
In the NHL, also...
Where are the Monstars? They're coming.
The NHL's also been paused indefinitely. First player in the league tested positively on Tuesday for coronavirus.
NHL's still a thing, huh?
An unknown member of the Ottawa Senators.
What a concept.
St. Louis Blues won the last championship.
Never heard of them. St. Losers?
Hockey players were told to remain in their home cities in the NHL initially, but have since been told, okay, now you can go travel back to your home countries or wherever it is that you're from. And so after all that bad news, we have some good news out of South Korea. Professional basketball seems to have prepared to return to countries in Asia where the coronavirus first appeared. So the timelines are a little bit behind in those countries. Games in South Korea, a country that drew worldwide praise for its success in containing the coronavirus, is close to returning. The KBL, the basketball league, has games scheduled at the end of March.
Oh, yeah, I know. I got my fantasy team put together.
Empty arenas. Many teams will have American players that are returning to South Korea to play in this league, several agents told ESPN. Now, keep this in mind. That's with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. South Korea's population is 51 million. America's 327 million.
Yeah, so, but it's not insignificant.
Right. It shows that with the right measures, things could eventually get back to normal. What I'm saying by the population is might be a little bit slower.
Oh, yeah. We still got a ways to go, y'all. We still got a ways to go.
If you look at the trends, I mean, where we're at in America, we're still on that it getting worse trend. So, you first got to curb that. And then
we lost WrestleMania. Well, we didn't lose WrestleMania, but it got pushed or it got moved.
Stole my line. I texted you a line and then you tweeted it.
I didn't steal that line. That was a Hartzell original.
That is not.
When I made that post that said
Tampa traded WrestleMania for Tom Brady. That's what I texted you.
You're quoting me. You're and quoting my tweet that I or my
one
original
minute later,
content.
It was tweeted from Hartzell 965.
That's not true. That's not true. That's an original joke.
I got you over. I got you know what they say in the streets is I got them receipts.
I got them red receipts.
That's right.
Yeah, WrestleMania going from 90,000 people to about a room of a couple hundred, not even that many. They're doing it in their performance center. Like
that is going to
warehouse.
Be. So if you are even a casual wrestling fan, you've seen a WrestleMania.
You know WrestleMania. You know the name at least.
An empty arena for WrestleMania is going to be the oddest.
Because you've done it too. I did Mania last year. You've done Mania before.
Yeah, I've been to a couple. It's going to be odd.
It's going to be odd, but that's the world we live in. The new abnormal. Mm-hmm. The new abnormal. God.
This is Corona Mania.
Brought to you by that.
Hopefully the vaccine. Back to you guys.
Do we have a preview? Do we want to take a sweep? What do you want to do? Let's do a sweep. How about this?
Okay.
Let's do this. Do we have any event previews?
No.
Okay.
Your house, your couch, your Netflix, your Hulu.
Ooh, I like that. Your house, your couch. I like that.
That's your event preview.
COVID and chill. Okay. So how about we do this instead then? Let's take a sweep, and you know what these people need.
What's that?
We need some wisdom.
Some wacky
wisdom. There is no better time, no more needed Wednesday wisdom in this moment than right now on this Wednesday. So we're going to take a break. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
S.
Peter S. Sween. The S stands for Let's Take a Sweep. And we'll be right back. This.
Just serve you up now.
Your Kansas City Morning
Show.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
I hit the wrong one. That wasn't the one I wanted. I thought I got rid of that one.
That was quick.
You like that one?
It just cuts off.
Yeah. Just. Yeah.
Wow.
I just wanted to work in a Harrison Ford reference. I didn't know I had that one in there. I forgot about that. All right. Pete, on Wednesdays on this, your KC Morning Show. Again, my name is Hartzell. That's Pete. If you are trying to find ways, I know we are all trying to find ways to help out Kansas City, supporting local. You know, we have our friends that we work with here at Charlie Hustle. We have a promo code for 20% off, KCMS20. You can use that online at Charlie Hustle's website.
I believe the stores are closed right now, so you're going to have to use it online.
Got to use it online. But when they do end up reopening, you can also use that code in person, which is news to me. So if you are doing some retail therapy, you're a little bit sad thinking about the corona like Pete, want to go ease your mind by inserting something into a cart and proceeding to check out, go ahead and insert KCMS20 for 20% off.
Drinking Modelo's exclusively from now on.
Big Tecate guy now.
Forget.
Correct. You got me some wisdom?
Yeah.
You can get me wisdomed up?
Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it.
Hold on. I'm not ready yet.
Dennis Kimbrough.
Hold on.
Think about that.
If we're going to do this wisdom, we're going to do it right.
Put that in your pipe. There's no royal road to anything.
Hold on. Let me get you some music.
Save that money.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
Okay.
Says Will Rogers again. When I hear somebody sigh, life is hard, I am always tempted to ask, compared to what? That's from Sidney Harris.
What are we doing today? Where are you pulling these quotes from?
Nurture your mind with great thoughts. To believe in the heroic makes heroes. Benjamin Disraeli. Hey, Hearts, look at the sparrows.
Uh-huh.
They do not know what they will do in the next moment. Let us literally live moment to moment. Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay.
The real opportunity for success lies within the person and not in the job. Zig Ziglar.
Oh, double Z.
Luck is a dividend of sweat. The more you sweat, the luckier you get. Ray Kroc. Inventor of Crocs.
I like that. That's what she said. Am I right?
When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. Lao Tzu. Good words from Lao.
Mm-hmm.
You may find Lao. The worst enemy or best friend in yourself. That's from a man named English Proverb.
I'm a big fan. I love English Proverbs work.
Courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees all others.
Ooh, that's a strong one.
Whoever loves much performs much and can accomplish much. And what is done in love is done well. Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's more like it, because some of these have been suspect. That wasn't bad.
Live each day as if your life had just begun. That's, of course, from Johann Wolfgang Van Gogh.
Of course.
The great thing in this world... Oh, wait, I clicked on an ad.
God.
The great thing in this world
for real?
Is not so much where you stand as in what direction are you moving. Oliver Wendell Holmes. And here we go. Finally.
Okay.
The difference between a successful person and others is not lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. Vince Lombardi.
Baby. Oh, Vince Lombardi. Partying Lombardian.
And as everybody knows, you've got to fight for your right to Lombardi. Travis Kelce.
Is that your Wednesday wisdom?
That is Pete Quarren Sween with your Wednesday wisdom. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel New England, Tom Brady.
All right, man. Well, you made it. You survived. We will rebuild. Don't forget, we are a what? We are a what? We are a
democracy.
No, we're a quarantine.
All right.
Quarantine. And I feel fine.
Some gymnasts use quarantine beams.
Okay. Are you feeling better? Are you going to be all right?
Quarantine lean with it, rock with it.
Oh, no. I love that. Oh, no.
Shout out to all my quarantine teenagers out there who are home from school.
That. Didn't love that one so much. That got weird. That was weird. Didn't love that one so much.
Pitchers, if they're throwing the curveball, like to find the quarantine seam.
What is happening? you just lost it. Are you losing your mind? Are you glitching right now?
Got some quarantine jeans on my legs right here.
It's time to go. I think it's time to go. What's our letter? What's our letter today?
Quarantine Dean of Discipline.
Oh. What even was that one? Corin Dean?
My letter's Q, and you can shove it up your ass.
All right. Let me give me a second to think about a Q. We will be back on Friday. Refresh your feeds. We love you. We like you. Stay safe. Peter Sween, the Q stands for
quack.
Quack. Quack. What's wrong with you?
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Go home. Go home immediately.